Each election, there is a lot of talk about special interests controlling candidates. On October 6th, you all filed a campaign disclosure form showing who donated to you and how much. Take a minute to share with voters who your top two donors are and how these donations would or would not have an influence on decisions you would make.
And we begin with Bridget Duffy.
Thank you for asking that question. I have had no donations. I'm running without money. Nobody has donated to my campaign, nor do I want anybody to donate to my campaign. I am running a peoplepoweredpolitics.us campaign. That's my website that I don't have up yet, so don't go there. But people power, that's what I'm running on. If people hear what I say and they think, sounds pretty good, maybe we'll go in that direction, because we're certainly going in a different direction. We have been going in the trajectory that we're on as a city, as a country, as a world, I don't even know if I want to be here in 15 years, if it continues along the same trajectory. So I'm running on people power. If you hear what I say and you like it, do something.
Jeannie Bruins.
Thank you. I am blessed to have had and continue to have broad support throughout the community. My two top donors to my campaign are on opposite sides of the spectrum, as a matter of fact. One of them is Safe Credit Union, who has supported me in all of my races. And the reason they support me is because they support strong fiscal responsibility, and our city sets that example statewide. And so I'm very proud to have Safe Credit Union and their board of directors as a strong supporter of my candidacy in this race as well, for those reasons. Also because they are a phenomenal community supporter, which includes educating our students to the level that they have actually put a branch at Mesa Verde High School that our Business Academy students run on their own. My other second largest donor to my campaign to date is a private citizen. He's retired. His name is Theodore Mitchell, and he has lived in the community all his life. He is a property owner that leases land to developers who have given us such wonderful centers such as Citrus Town Center, and I'm proud to have a private citizen be a major donor. Thank you.
Tim Schaefer.
I primarily financed my campaign, about 80% of it. The balance of it comes from local citizens in Citrus Heights, veterans. I'm a veteran myself, so they've supported me. The citizens of Citrus Heights are the ones that supported the vast majority of my campaign.
Mel Turner.
Well, when I told my wife 4 years ago that I was going to run for city council, the first thing she said is, where are you going to get the money from? Because we didn't have the budget, didn't have the money for me to run. And that holds true today. We don't have a lot of disposable income as a family. So I knew I had to go out and raise money. And so I've done that. I've done a very good job, I think, of raising money from some very, very good people and businesses within our community. The Form 460 that we have to fill out tells us who those are. So I'll just mention two of them to you, Republic Services. And I also receive a lot of money from the manufactured homes, which are our senior homes, the mobile home parks within the city of Citrus Heights. And they have obviously concluded that I'm doing a good job, and that's why I have received their support. Thank you.
And Steve Miller.
Thanks. Well, that was the initial one, and I've done a fundraiser since then, so I can't claim Ted Mitchell this time, but maybe on the next reporting cycle I can. I think the top two for me was the Rental Housing Association and the Mobile Home Manufacturers Association, PAC, and they were both early donors, and it wasn't because they wanted something out of me. It's because they supported my decision in 2009 against rent control, and there was a good reason for that. I felt that if we imposed rent control and set rates as it was worded at the current level, that we would be fighting a long court battle because the property owners would want to establish a fair market rate before their rates were locked in, which would have meant that the mobile home rents would have gone up throughout the city, hurt our seniors, and that's also true of our apartments. I've worked with them to establish the idea of long-term leases, so when mobile home parks sell, the rents do not go up. Our seniors in our mobile home parks are protected, and this has been called the Citrus Heights model throughout the entire state of California. It's been a way to mitigate huge increases in rent when mobile home parks sell.
Okay.